Well, with the high school volleyball season coming to a close with the championships on Friday, the Hawkeye 10 Conference has announced its all-conference selections for the 2015 volleyball season. First team picks include three unanimous selections, Taylor Frederick of Harlan, along with Casey Hohenthaner of Lewis Central and Angela Mahoney of Red Oak were the three unanimous picks on this year's squad. Other first-team selections include Amy Adams and Paige Overmull, both from Kemper Catholic. Also Glenwood's Olivia Scarborough, first-team pick. Joining Frederick on the first team from Harlan, Jessica Duvall and Jordan Moser, both from Harlan. Also Lewis Central's Emily Albertson joins her teammate Hohenthaner on the first team. And St. Albert's Grace Weddingle was also a first-team selection. Among the second-team picks, Abby Lorman and Abby Derner, both of Kemper Catholic, Clorinda's Lauren Bear, Sydney Dunphy of Creston, Lindy Van Ness and Callie Mum, both of Glenwood, Harlan's Sydney Craig, Madison Paulson of Lewis Central, Sierra Athen of Red Oak, and Sydney McLaren of St. Albert were all second-team picks. Among the honorable mention selections, Kat Leonard of Atlantic was an honorable mention pick this season, along with Harlan's Brenda Hopkins and Red Oak's Dana Marsden were among those honorable mention selections on the Hawkeye 10 All-Conference Volleyball Squad. Well, college basketball now, where Brady Ellingson scored 20 points. Dom Ewell added 18 in his first start, and Iowa rolled to a 103-68 victory over Coppin State on Sunday. Dale Jones had 16 points, and Jared Utoff chipped in 13 for the Hawkeyes, who eclipsed the 100-point plateau for the first time in two seasons. Terry Harris Jr. had 16 points and 11 rebounds to lead Coppin State. Christian Kessie had 15 points and Josh Treadwell added 14. Iowa jumped out to a 22-2 lead in the first 6 minutes and its bench scored 58 points. The Hawkeyes had 31 assists on 40 field goals, made 12 three-pointers, and held Coppin State to 32% shooting. Mike Gussell had a career-high 12 assists. That's one less than Coppin State had as a team. Iowa guard Peter Jock didn't play after leaving Friday's game against Gardner-Webb with an ankle injury. Hawkeyes are off to a 2-0 start on the season, and they'll be up next in the Dave Gavitt tip-off contests, which are coming up on this week between the Big East and the Big Ten. Iowa plays at Marquette on Thursday evening, and a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, North Carolina should stay atop the Associated Press men's basketball poll today following their second straight lopsided win. Nate Britt matched a career high with 17 points, and the Tar Heels led throughout in a 92-65 romp over Fairfield yesterday. Also, Bronson Koenig scored 23 points, and Vito Brown added a career high 16 as number 17 Wisconsin slammed Siena 92-65. Dakota Mathias scored 17 points. Isaac Haas added 16 as number 23 Purdue clobbered Vermont 107-79 in the Naismith Hall of Fame tip-off yesterday. On college football news, the Iowa Hawkeyes have climbed to sixth in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Hawkeyes are 10-0 for the first time after a 40-35 win Saturday over Minnesota.
It's really exciting. Great accomplishment by our players, certainly to accomplish a 10th win out of 10 tries. You can't do any better than that, and it's really a tribute to their ability to focus week in and week out.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. The Hawkeyes can clinch a spot in the Big Ten championship game and finish the season unbeaten at home in Kinnick Stadium with a victory over Purdue coming up on Saturday.
You know, we had a lot of things on our list this out of season, finishing games, you know, you get right down the list, and one of them was to play better in Kinnick, and we haven't done that maybe to quite the extent we would like over recent years. So to go through the season undefeated in Kinnick would be a really special accomplishment. It hasn't been done too many times.
It will also be the final home game for 21 seniors.
Collectively, they really provided a great nucleus of our leadership, and that leadership's really grown and developed, and I think that's one of the reasons we're having success. So for them to be playing in their last game, it's always a special time. And hopefully, you know, we'll have another great crowd and send these guys off in really fine fashion. And hopefully the entire team plays just out of respect for those guys, plays their best.
Well, Saturday night was awesome. 40-35, a win over Minnesota. And Iowa with a chance to go to 11-0 Saturday. And we'll have it for you here on the radio. You can get in on all that excitement. 9 o'clock Saturday morning is pregame. It's an early start time. 11:05 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Well, the Clemson Tigers remain the top team in the latest Associated Press college football poll. The Tigers receiving 34 first-place votes, while second-ranked Ohio State got 23, and number three Alabama took 4, rounding out the top five, Oklahoma State and Notre Dame. The second five this week are Iowa at number 6, followed by Oklahoma, Florida, Michigan State, and Baylor. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs prevented Peyton Manning from getting the one record that he really wanted, trouncing the Denver Broncos 29-13 Sunday on the strength of 5 interceptions and 5 field goals. Manning entered the day with 71,836 yards through the air, just 2 shy of Brett Favre's record, and tied with Favre with 186 victories. He finished the day with just 35 yards on 5 of 20 passing, 4 interceptions, 2 sacks, and an almost unheard-of 0 passer rating before he was benched late in the third quarter. The only highlight for Manning was that milestone, a 4-yard pass to running back Ronnie Hillman, but even that didn't come until he'd thrown his first interception, gotten sacked, and fumbled. Chiefs win at 29-13 yesterday. Elsewhere around the NFL, it was Carolina staying undefeated with a 27-10 win over Tennessee. Chicago beat up on St. Louis 37-13. Pittsburgh clobbered Cleveland 30-9. Tampa Bay got by Dallas 10-6. Detroit over Green Bay 18-16. It was Jacksonville topping Baltimore 22-20. Miami beat Philadelphia 20-19. Washington over New Orleans 47-14. Minnesota beating Oakland 30-14. New England got by the New York Giants 27-26, and it was Arizona outscoring Seattle 39-32 in Sunday's NFL action. Arizona Cardinals offensive lineman Mike Iupati was taken off the field in an ambulance during Sunday's game at Seattle. Iupati was blocking on a run play when he lowered his head and collided with Seahawks defensive back Cam Chancellor. After being strapped to a backboard, Iupati was put on a stretcher and into an ambulance that was brought out onto the field. The Cardinals said that Iupati suffered a neck injury but had feeling and movement in his extremities when he left the stadium. The team later said a CT scan and an MRI at the hospital both came back normal. And in racing, the four-man field is now set for the finale of the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship at Miami Homestead Speedway next Sunday. Kevin Harvick, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. joined Jeff Gordon by finishing among the top 14 in the rain-shortened race at Phoenix International Raceway. Harvick was second behind winner Dale Earnhardt Jr. Busch was fourth and Truex 14th. Carl Edwards finished 12th, leaving him 5 points out of the final spot for the chase finale. The race was delayed nearly 7 hours as a series of storms passed through the area. More rain led it to be called after just 218 laps. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.